B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Worcester residents rally in support of Puerto Rico. The tax-free weekend is back, and going to the movies may get a little cheaper. Melissa has the juice coming up.
If you're a married man, but pictures leak of you making out with someone who's not your wife, is that cheating?
Leroy has your sports.
If you're big on vibes and energy, then things aren't headed in the right direction for the Pats.
But first, residents in Worcester rallied on the steps of City Hall yesterday, calling for the resignation of Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello. The local protest comes as hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in Puerto Rico. Did you see how many people? That was unreal.
A friend of mine is down there, and he was doing Facebook Live videos. It was crazy.
Wow. And this is following the leak of offensive and obscene messages among advisors and how the governor handled the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
And the dude's still like, listen, I'm not stepping down. I won't run for re-election.
But
duh.
I'm not right.
Yeah, you're not going to win, but just quit, man.
Well, the tax-free weekend is coming back in Massachusetts this summer. This year's tax-free holiday is set for August 17th and 18th and will give shoppers a chance to make big-ticket purchases without worrying about the Commonwealth's usual 6.25% tax. Some items not included: motorboats, cars, tobacco products, marijuana and marijuana products, and also any single item that costs over $2,500. And starting this year, you can enjoy a tax-free meal, but it will not include the alcohol. Beverages. You have to pay the taxes on that. And while we're talking about saving money, there's a talk that movie theaters might start charging different prices to see certain movies based on their budget. For example, smaller budget movies like the movie Stuber that came out won't cost as much as blockbusters like Avengers Endgame. And it may not happen, though, because the studios really aren't into it because they think that a cheaper price might imply that the movie isn't as good if you get a discount to get people to show up. Yeah. I love the idea, though.
I love the idea if we start with the prices now and go down. I don't want to start with the prices now as the minimum, like for the crappy movies,
right,
and go up for the blockbusters.
Like keep them where they are and then cut it for,
you know, like Stuber, make it like, you know, $6 or something like that.
Yes. I love it. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, R. Kelly's going to have to hire someone else to lie for him. His crisis manager, Daryl Johnson, has resigned for, quote, personal reasons. And if you don't know who Daryl Johnson is, he's the man who's been all over the news defending R. Kelly. And he's also the same man who said this.
You have a 20-something-year-old daughter. Would you allow her to be alone with
absolutely not.
With R. Kelly?
I wouldn't leave my daughter with anybody that's accused of pedophilia.
He didn't elaborate on his reason to resign, but said R. Kelly will be in great hands with his defense attorney, Steve Greenberg.
Why would he say anything besides that?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Like, is he supposed to say, yes, of course. I know he's being accused of kidnapping and, you know, hypnotizing and raping these young girls.
I don't know. If you're
of course
being
I'd give him
paid
my daughter
to defend someone and you say something
much
as hypocritical as that, I feel like that's an issue.
Not going to defend them that much.
Future?
I'd be like, listen, I'm a lawyer or a manager. That's what we do. We defend bad people.
Future may need to get himself a new bodyguard because his may be out of commission for a while. Future and his crew, they were at the Ibiza airport when they started to get harassed by a group of men who Future says started yelling racial slurs at them. Fearing they may have another ASAP Rocky on their hands, though, Future's bodyguards told him to step back so they could step in. Well, that's when one of them got sucker punched and knocked out cold. The video has gone viral. And Future posted on his Instagram calling the kids goons, but... And this is where I'm like, Future's wrong for this. You said leave him out of it. He didn't see nothing. He ain't going to be involved in nothing.
Oh, who was that guy in the video that looked just like Future?
I mean, no, he just says that he didn't see it, so you need to stop, like, he wants nothing to do with it. He's pretty much trying to remove himself with the whole thing. Yeah. If you haven't seen the video, you got to go to our Get Up Crew Facebook page. I did post it on there. And director Antoine Fuqua, best known for his hit movie Training Day, was spotted kissing model and Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole Murphy, in Italy. Seems kind of innocent.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're kissing someone, no big deal. Only problem with
Wait. Were they kissing on the mouth?
Right, but I haven't said anything yet as far as Antoine Fuqua. I haven't said that he's married yet. He's married. That's the problem. If you see two people getting, you know, kissing, it's not a big deal until you find out one of them's married.
Oh. Yeah.
And Antoine is currently married to actress Lila Rashawn. Now, a picture went viral of Antoine and Nicole kissing and got everybody asking, where's Lila? And Nicole started getting so much heat, she was forced to defend herself, saying that she and Antoine are close family friends and have been for years, and that photo was a simple greeting between two friends. Leela has since deleted her Instagram, and if you want to be the judge for yourself, I did put the photo on our Get Up Crew Facebook page. It's a closed mouth kiss. It could potentially be some sort of friendly greeting. I personally wouldn't want my husband greeting women like that, especially women who look as good as Nicole Murphy. But I'm just saying, that's it. And I know, Romero, you saw the photo, so.
Yeah, no, it's not in the vows, but I think, you know, kissing someone on the mouth.
Kind of frowned upon.
That's not your husband or your dad. Definitely not allowed.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, it's almost August, all right, and the Sox have some work to do if they plan on defending their World Series championship. It'll be nice if they can sweep the Rays in this three-game series that they're in, and they did. They took the first steps last night by beating the Rays 9-4. All right, international soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo was accused of rape in Vegas at a casino resort back in 2009. Now, the district attorney, he reviewed a new police investigation and determined that the claim can't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And because of that, Ronaldo won't face any charges at all. And man, training camp starts Thursday. I know, Melissa, you're happy about that. I'm happy about it.
Counting down the hours.
Patriot fans all over the world are happy about it. But your boy Julian Edelman, man, he has a mystery injury. And now a leak source is saying he's expected to miss about 3 weeks, all right? Did he break or just sprain his left thumb? That's what people are wondering. We need answers. I need answers. Just, you know, he was just at a camp he was doing, and he was throwing the ball around and catching with the kids.
Yeah, but did you see when he was, like, trying to shake the kids' hands? He was kind of just pounding them. He wasn't, like, you know, gripping anything. Well, if you, like, really look at it, he really wasn't.
We need to find out. And then there are six other players who are on the pub list, physically unable to perform list. This isn't the way you want to start things off for the season, but at least it's happening now and not during the regular season. Sox and Rays tonight at 7:10. Chris Sale is scheduled to get your start, and that's the sports.
Excuse me. Your good news for today. Romero, you're going to love it. George and Norma Perlman. The names alone. They've been married and living in Western New York for 67 years.
Wow.
So Norma is 90 years old. Unfortunately, she's now in hospice care, but she has been able to stay at home. Norma loves ice cream, and she wanted to go visit the local ice cream shop, but she can't leave home. Well, on the day that 91-year-old George was celebrating his birthday, the family decided to surprise Norma as well. Sweet Melody sent over their ice cream truck, parked it in the driveway, and let Norma have all the ice cream that she wanted free of charge. She had two helpings of chocolate and coffee ice cream.
Norma.
George said the experience made him feel like a 10 or 12-year-old when the ice cream wagon came up to him at that age.
Oh, that is a great story.
Can we recap? Today's good news. Old lady has ice cream.
Will you shut up?
Listen.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I'm old.
Stop crapping on the good news.
I'm here busting my ass every day trying to make a difference in the world, make people laugh.
Are you
and when I'm old.
Are you? Is that what you're doing?
Pebbles, do you know?
Because I don't think you say much good news.
I say great news every day.
Don't.
I entertain people, make them laugh on their way to work, make them not slam their cars into each other because they're so mad in traffic.
You talk about crab rangoons in the butt.
Yeah, that too.
That's what you do.
That too. But when I'm old, I can't wait to just be like, oh, God, an ice cream would make my life right now.
I can't stand.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.